Thank you. Thank you. We love PKS.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
And good afternoon. I'm Steve DiCostanzo, the general manager here of a listener-supported nonprofit community radio station, WPKN, and I always have a chance once a month to do my GM report to the listeners. And the time has rolled around as the, what do we do it? The first, I guess it's maybe the second Thursday. I have to remember what date we're at. I've moved this thing around a little bit to accommodate some of our other community shows, but every second Thursday I get a chance to talk about some of the events going on here at WPKN and also invite some members of the community come on to talk about some events that they have and also some nonprofits to give them a chance to discuss their missions and some of their backgrounds as well. So today I've got a pretty full show, so let me just tell you what we're going to be doing for the next hour. And we're going to start out with a little bit of a chat about our transmitter crowdfunding project. We're going to talk a little bit about last night's Got Bluegrass event, which was our fundraiser at the Acoustic. And we're also going to just do a quick preview on next week's on-air fund drive, the Best of WPKN. And then we're going to welcome some guests in the studio. They are here already. And Chad Herzog, who's interim co-executive director of the International Festival of Arts and Ideas. He's also the director of programming, and he is here in the studio along with Alexis Kellogg, who's the marketing manager of the festival, which is running now through June 24th. Then we're going to speak with the executive director of New Haven's Integrated Refugee and Immigrant Services, called IRIS for short. Chris George is the executive director, and he'll talk about his nonprofit in New Haven and also the upcoming World Refugee Day celebration benefit that they are doing later this month. And then our final guests will include, I think at this point, I'm not sure if Andy Ross will join us or not, who is the host of our WPKN LGBTQ community radio show, but I know that Anthony Crissy, the executive director of the Triangle Community Center and the organizer of this year's Pride in the Park, which is happening this Saturday in Norwalk, he will be on the phone with me. So that is the lay of the land. And I know we're up against the Comey hearing, so I will allow you to turn away once in a while if you must. But I started watching it or streaming it this morning on the computer, and I realized that if I started watching it, I would not be able to get any work done. And maybe it would be better to let some of the pros break it down for me later after work. But I know that a lot of eyeballs that are watching the hearings today, pretty important stuff. Let me talk a bit about our transmitter crowdfunding project. That has been underway. We focused the month of May, and we're going to leave it up for the month of June. We are trying to raise the final $25,000 for our transmitter that we have to buy from multiple sources, but we thought we would try the crowdfunding approach as well. And we've had roughly about 50 people come in, and we've raised just over $3,000 on the Generosity site by Indiegogo. Again, there are different levels of gifts for those who can make contributions of $50. There's a transmitter mug. A $100 gift is going to result in you getting one of our transmitter t-shirts designed by artist Liz Qualacci. And if you have the ability to go to a $500 level, we have a serigraph, 11x17, signed and numbered series of posters that are quite attractive. It's the main artwork, and you can see that artwork up on our website at WPKN.org. We're going to let that run for the month of June, And we also have, for example, we have other activities trying to raise the final dollars for the transmitter. For example, last night at the Acoustic in Black Rock, where we had a wonderful turnout, raised a little more than $1,000 from our sixth annual Got Bluegrass event. I wanted to thank the bands, Dave Hogan and Graylight Campfire, Hitchin' the Giddy Up, and also the Wool Hats string band. They were able to either volunteer their services or really take next to nothing compared to what they usually would make. And also wanted to thank the Acoustic. They always come through for a number of the WPKN benefits. And Drew Stitcher, let me pronounce that properly, Drew Stitcher, who is the owner of Hidden Valley Eatery in Washington Depot, Connecticut, was one of the sponsors of last night's event and helped to defray some of the band costs. So that all that money that was raised will go to the transmitter fund. We also have an appeal letter, our final appeal letter of our fiscal year, which ends at the end of June, that has gone out to roughly 2,500 people. And those are the people who have donated during the years of 2015, 2016, and also new donors as of 2017. That's a final appeal letter for this transmitter project. So it hasn't been sent out yet. It will be going out in the mail probably at some point next week, but we will be also going with an online version, and that will be also released next week. And we hope that we can wrap up as we get very close to the total of $75,000 that we need for the new transmitter. Now, besides the transmitter, we have our daily operating expenses, and those will be met, hopefully, when we start a two-week on-air fund drive called the Best of WPKN, and that starts on Monday, and we will have a number of tickets. We will have some tickets to the International Festival of Arts and Ideas, to the Green River Music Festival, Falcon Ridge Folk Festival, and there will be some other tickets to local venues in New Haven and Fairfield and Ridgefield. So that is going to be a two-week run, and that will hopefully help us meet our budget by the end of our fiscal year, which is the end of this month. And the last thing I'd like to talk about is our Music on Film series that will be coming back to the Bijou. On Thursday, June 22nd, we will be, and this has just been released right now, we will be doing the Monterey Pop Festival documentary, celebrating the 50th anniversary of that event, the D.A. Pennybacher film of the 1967 concert, which actually took place I think right around the weekend of June 17th, 18th, something like that, back in 1967. And they are, in fact, holding an additional, a new one at the Monterey Pop Festival, the same grounds, a lot of new bands, and that's happening exactly 50 years to the date. So we are looking forward to having that movie screened, and we want to thank Two Roads Brewing Company. They're our sponsor. And there'll be plenty of information up, and you'll be starting to hear it on air as well here at WPKN. So that, I guess the only other items I did want to mention about some of the things that you may or may not know about is, again, we have a free app for not only iPhones, but also the Android platform, and that is called WPKN Live. We've had it now for a while, but we sometimes forget to tell people that we have it's a free app, a free downloadable app for your smartphone, and it's worth getting. You can toggle back and forth between listening live or going to our website. Also, podcasts. I just did a quick look at where we stand. We have more than 450 episodes now, which is remarkable. We started about a year, about 13 months ago with our first podcast. These are spoken word shows at WPKN that we turn into podcasts. And we've had almost 20,000 listens to those podcasts. They're all available. The links, anyways, You can go to WPKN.org, and you can also find them on SoundCloud, on podcasts, any of the podcast platforms that you have on your phone. All you have to do is go to WPKN Community Radio. Make that one of your channels. So just another way that we like to distribute content, especially spoken word content or interviews. You can just do it via podcast. You can actually download it, own the file, and do with the file what you would like to. We can't do music programming. We can't do those as podcasts because of rights issues. But because we have so many community shows and interviews, it's a good way to disseminate that type of content. So again, check out podcasts via our website at WPKN.org. So we're going to take just a very quick musical break and be back with our first guests, Chad and Alexis from the International Festival of Arts and Ideas. Listen to one of the bands that we're playing free on the New Haven Green, a band called Falasso. So do stay tuned. This is the GM Report to the listeners here on WPKN. Back we are on listener-supported community radio WPKN. This is the GM Report to the listeners, a monthly opportunity for me, Steve DiCostanzo, the general manager here, to talk a bit about activities affecting our community and events. And we have one of probably the biggest marquee event in our listening area is underway right now. It's the International Festival of Arts and Ideas, and I'm really pleased to have in the studio here Chad Herzog, who's the interim co-executive director and director of programming of the festival, and also Alexis Kellogg, who is the marketing manager for the festival. I've been able to spend a lot of time with them the last couple of years, and you know, we've been to some craft breweries, we've been to some cultural events, and we've even been talking about we've had some DJs play at your kickoff party this year. So it's good to have you guys here in the studio with us. Yeah, let's see if we can get everything working here. Okay, I think now we can get that master turned up.
All right,
good, good. So you guys are actually, the festival's underway, right? I mean, dates have officially, I think, June 3rd was the kickoff date of the first event, something like that.
It was on June 3rd. We were in the Fairhaven neighborhood with our first pop-up festival, and we have the New Haven Docks Film Festival going on as well, and that's been part of this umbrella, so yeah. We've been rolling.
Yeah, I know a lot of the programmers have been talking about the Docs Festival, some really interesting documentary films going on. I thought what we would do is have a chance to go through and spend some time on some of the different events. I mean, there's more than 200 events from what I've read about. Many of them are free, and that's something you guys are really happy to talk about and proud that you can make many of these available free of charge. 18 venues. I'm intrigued with all the world premieres and some of the commissioned pieces that you've put together. And as we were talking off mic and off air, just saying that it's the diversity of the programming is quite intense and remarkable. And it takes a little while sometimes to get into some of the events to understand exactly just how diverse they are. And so why don't we do that? Why don't we take a little time? I'd like to maybe go through some of the ticketed events.
That's great.
First, because I know some of these are world premieres. So if you'd like, we can go through a number of them. We could start with Camille Brown and Dancers and just go through, spend a couple minutes on each.
Yes. All
right. Good.
So, and our first ticketed event, major ticketed event, we have our Altered Spaces program that starts this weekend, and those are our first true ticketed events happening.
They are. Okay, so how about we do that
first?
You
want to start there?
Yeah, because... Yeah. So Altered Space, talk about the name behind that. I know a little bit about the fact that it has to do with these churches, the four churches, right, on New Haven Green. But you activated these spaces in a new way, right?
This is a new way for us, at least. These are really being used the way these churches have been used over the last couple hundred years as community gathering places where performances happened. And, you know, something that we see happening really every Sunday is
right.
Performance happening in these spaces. What we've done is we've worked with 14 regional artists to put them into these churches. This is a chance to really highlight the work of these artists that could be on festival stages around the world, but because they're in our backyard, they've often been missed by us. And we've turned the stage back on them, and this is our chance to take these New Haven or regional artists from our international festival and take them to the world.
Okay, so they're really kind of a community focus then.
It is.
In
if you
these
look
churches,
at,
yeah.
Yeah, I mean, some of them come to us as close as New Haven. Some of them come to us from New York, but it's really this region.
Right. And is this the first time you've actually used these four churches quite so intensely?
Absolutely, so yeah. Intensely, yes. Mm-hmm. So we've done some programming over the last 22 years in the churches in the past, but nothing like this. This is a time that we're really trying to figure out how we can get people to recognize their neighbors and recognize the people in which we live with and the work that they do. And we're doing so by allowing people to see these performances at a very low cost point.
Mm-hmm.
Every performance is just $10.
Okay.
That's something that, unfortunately, we're not able to do for all of our performances, but something we really made effort to do for these.
Sure. Do you want to pull out a couple of the types of performances that just to give our listeners a sense of what the Altered Spaces performances look like at these churches?
Sure. Well, we start things off with the Shoreline Ballet. So we have everything from dance with Shoreline Ballet and Allison Cook Beatty dance happening this weekend on Saturday to some great music with Taylor Hobinum and his jazz band that will be playing. One thing that's great about Taylor Hobinum playing on Sunday is that Taylor has been working with some local kids over the last couple months and this weekend in some intense workshops on what it means to be creative and play improv.
Mm-hmm.
I think we do a great job of teaching kids how to be classically trained musicians, but when we look at how to play jazz, it's a little harder to do. And so Taylor, this is something that Taylor has taken on his own and has been working with these kids, and he's going to feature some of their work on Sunday night.
Nice.
Which is really nice. So
interesting. I'm looking at some of the other. It's very multi-ethnic. I see there's a Afro-Peruvian New Trends Orchestra.
Yes.
And is that a local band, a local group as well?
Yeah, they're fairly local. Yeah. They come to us from not far away. We've got some rap happening, some spoken word, again, some theater, a great up-and-coming local band called Olive Tiger is going to be with us. Happenstance Theater from New York, which is an amazing theater company. They'll be joining us. So yeah,
and that's really a clown-esque piece. Huh?
Yeah. They some heavy movement.
Very interesting. So that's Altered Spaces. Again, four churches on the New Haven Green that will make up a real focal point this year to drill down into the community and present some more affordable type of productions, I guess.
It really does. Right? Yeah. You know, for 22 years, Steve, New Haven has been the stage of the festival. We don't have our own venue or performance space. We use the city as our stage. And when we look at activating the stages around the city, we really look at any place that we can be putting people. And these churches just make perfect sense.
Nice. Well, and those start this weekend again. So that's altered spaces of some of the first ticketed events. And let's look at some of the commissioned and world premiere events. Of all the events that are either commissioned or world premieres, is there one that you really want to focus on?
Yeah,
I mean, we're going to talk about other ones as well, but
yeah,
I'm sure there's one that's just a kind of a breakout.
Well, I think we have a few that are breakouts with these commissions and premieres. If we look at keeping it local, we could look at a piece called Belonging. This is a piece that has been written by Aaron Jafaris and Byron Al Young. Aaron is from New Haven. He's an international theater maker, though, that makes New Haven his home. He grew up here. He and Byron created a piece of theater together a couple years ago called Stuck Elevator, and that was the first piece that they had done together. This is the second piece of the trilogy called Belonging, and Belonging is a piece that uses 30 to 40 local or regional people from New Haven, mm-hmm. Of all ages, from teenage kids to people in their 70s. To form this choir, this community choir. The music is done in spoken word, hip-hop, and as a libretto that is just extremely powerful, looking at gun violence in this country. So Belonging started after the Virginia Tech shootings, mm-hmm. 10 years ago. On April 17th, that's when Aaron and Byron had come together and said, we need to do something about this. And obviously then looks at Sandy Hook, and the Miami shootings, and then the day-to-day violence we're all faced with.
Right. Well, that I know that I believe the creators were on with Valerie Richardson.
Yes. And you can check out their podcast.
Yeah, exactly. So that's Belonging. That's, again, looks like June 17th and 18th.